Hey everyone, and welcome back to another installment of the Travel and Tourism Podcast, my first season. My guest today only worked one season in Club Med, but boy oh boy, what a memorable season it was. Her first and only season was at Club Med Paradise Island in 2001 as a bargio with Kevin Batt as the chef de village. How did she find out about Club Med? Well, a Club Med recruiter saw her at a golf tournament and thought she'd make a great geo. She's originally from Canada, but has been living in Las Vegas for the last 12 years. Please help me welcome Michelle Gervais. How are you, Michelle? What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Let's get into that last name, okay? Because you have the same name as a very famous comedian from England.
Yes.
In a movie called The Invention of Lying. And do you have something in common with this movie? Did you tell people that you're related to him?
I actually watched the movie and then put on Facebook, I can't believe this movie was so good and it's my uncle. And the reaction I got was so funny because I was lying because it was called The Invention of Lying.
But you were surprised at how many people believed you, right?
Yes. Okay. It was a little shocking.
Even though you don't have an English accent?
Okay. Absolutely not, no.
not from England. Okay, but you are part of the, well, you were born in as part of the Commonwealth, right? Canada. Well, where about, was it Vancouver? Vancouver Island?
Vancouver Island, yes.
Vancouver Island. Do you surf?
I tried once and broke my hand, so no.
Oh, okay. Sorry about
that. Terrible story.
Okay.
No, I was like 2 feet in the water, too.
Okay. I thought you punched out a lifeguard because he told you it was too rough or something.
No. I got in over my head. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I like this part of your story because you were, quote unquote, working as a Budweiser girl at a golf tournament. Where was this golf tournament?
In Richmond, BC.
In Richmond,
Vancouver.
Okay. Now, how did this recruiter know you'd make a good GO? Was he buying a beer and he found you like bubbly, you know, great personality? What happened?
Yeah, I was driving a golf cart with my friend Morgan. We were the Bud girls, and he was just like, "Your personality, you'd be perfect for Club Med." And I was like, "Well, then sign me up!" And literally, within 2 weeks, I gave up my apartment, my job, and got rid of my car. And
well,
I went.
How did you? Would this have been 2000 or 2001, like when you first met this person or this golf tournament? Because I'm wondering, how did you know how to apply? Was there an internet website already for Club Med? Like, how did you? Do you remember how you found?
Oh,
out?
He just sent me everything.
Oh, he
just
did?
Said, "You're gonna love Kevin. You're gonna have so much fun." And literally. It was so fun.
Did you have an actual interview though?
No, I just went.
Are you serious?
Okay. I literally got to the Bahamas and I didn't have like most of the paperwork done because I didn't know. And so they had to hold me and then Club Med had to like help me out. So, but it worked out.
Wait a minute. Okay. You're going too fast here. Okay. So you didn't have an actual interview. So did you ask any questions to this recruiter? Like, did you ask, like, am I going to have to dance 12 times a day? Like, did you know anything? Like, what was required? How many days you had to work?
No, I live off faith.
Okay. Okay. So you had really no idea what you're walking into because you had never been to a Club Med before in your life. Right?
Nope. Never. Okay. Knew nothing about it. Got on a plane and was like, what am I doing? And then it was amazing.
Did you have some crazy, like, change planes 12 times? Because if you're coming from the West Coast, did they bounce you around the Eastern Seaboard? Or did you fly, like, I don't know, direct?
No, I had a stopover in Mississauga, which is the only time I've ever been close to Toronto. And then that was it. But one of my people that I worked with at the bar I was working at, he was a flight attendant. So he got me, like, this first class experience.
Oh,
it was really
oh.
sweet.
Okay. Mississauga for our American listeners. Yeah, that's in Ontario. Okay.
I know it's
a weird town, a weird name or a weird sounding town, but yeah, Mississauga is there. All right. That's a weird place to change planes, but okay. Why not?
That's how I got there.
how did you know what kind of clothes to bring? Like, cause you have all these theme nights, red and white, black and white, red and blue, all white, all black. Did you have all that?
I just packed everything I had and literally I showed up with nails, like
Oh, yes. I love this.
Like
story.
French okay. manicure nails.
I'm a guy, so I don't really get this, but I assume that no one else there had French manicured nails, right?
No, with little diamonds in the ends. No, okay. They definitely did not.
And for the hours you're working and working with your hands, it probably wasn't convenient, right?
It didn't last long.
Okay. No. Did you rip them off?
I picked them off.
Okay. Now, did you understand hierarchy when you got there? Like, okay, so you meet Kevin, like, you know, another great, you know, Canadian chief. But did you know, like, because you probably have, well, now you have a chief of bar, right? Then the bar, I guess, because you make money, is under the gestionnaire. So were you aware of hierarchy at all?
Not so much. Like I said, I literally went there on just faith, hope, love, and belief.
When again? And did you arrive in 2001? What month are we?
When did I get there? Oh my God, this is so many years ago.
So were you there in January? Were you there in April? Were you there September?
I think it was like June or July.
Okay, June. Okay, so summer starting.
Yeah.
So, and so when you, that, do you remember arriving that first day, that first week? Tell me what you do remember about arriving. Whatever you
get
can
off
remember.
The bus and everyone's out there clapping and cheering. And it was so scary. It was like, what the heck am I getting myself into? But everyone was super nice. I mean, really, actually. It's now, just weird to have this welcoming committee. Like, you're like,
Did anyone,
so I was just like, put me to work.
Did anyone try and tell you about the ghosts there? Because everyone's got a ghost story who works in Paradise Island, except for me. I never saw anything. Were you aware of the ghosts?
Of course. Yeah.
You were?
Did
you see something, anything?
Well, I did not, actually, which is strange because I actually tend to feel stuff like that. But we had a saltwater pool.
Yes.
That was supposed to ward off the ghosts. So I felt nothing negative at all.
Well, that's strange because I hear that's where the main ghost was around that pool area. So
yeah.
The old lady,
yeah,
I think,
in the
right? In Greyland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, but
that's
you personally
correct.
did not see any.
No,
anything,
nothing
right?
Strange.
Okay. So was anything hard about the job when you started your first season? Anything at all? Like, did you just assimilate problem? This is easy.
I mean, it was a lot of work, long hours, 6 days a week. You know, you got one day off a week, but no, absolutely. I mean, and then you do shows after your 12-hour shift, right? But
you did shows?
Yeah, you have to do shows.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought the bargios were exempt from doing
Oh,
that.
No. Nope, we did them.
Were you a good
I mean,
dancer?
when you're well,
no,
Mr.
okay.
Grand Cayman thought so.
Mr. Who?
He was Mr. Grand Cayman.
Who's that?
He goes, What are you, Madonna? Britney Spears? And I was like, no.
Wait, who's Mr. Grand Cayman?
I don't even know his name.
Okay.
He was just a guest.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the choreographer. Do you remember who your choreographer was?
Oh my God, what's his name? Oh my God, I feel so bad.
No, that's okay. I was just curious, like whatever you do remember, you know, feel free to, you know, like what kind of shows were you doing? Were you Madonna? Like, did they put you as Madonna? Because that was
no,
popular.
I just danced to a song. I just waved some flag around and
okay. So you're just up there for the eye candy, right? Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a performer.
Okay. All right. So I said in your intro that you had a memorable season. Okay. So, because you were there, I think, and I believe you're the only XGO to come on from that season who was there at the time of, I believe, 9/11. So what PubMed did, or what you informed me, was American Airlines had paid the flights for 500 police officers 1 week and 500 firefighters the next week. So can you just tell me about that, whatever you can remember?
Correct. Yes. So when they showed up, I mean, forget my welcoming committee. We were all out there. I mean, I was crying when they were getting off the bus. It was just, oh my God, it was beautiful. It was very, very touching. And it was just, yeah. So we gave them a free stay. The airline accommodated them for the travel. And they were just the nicest, most beautiful. I mean, that was literally, I don't want to cry, but it was very emotional. It was like the best 2 weeks, probably one of the best 2 weeks of my life. It was just like the stories, you know, like the tears, the everything, just amazing. And how they come together and just true heroes, you know?
Okay. And then, so it was one week after the other, right? So the first week were the policemen
back
and then
to
the
back.
Firefighters. Okay.
Okay. The first was the police and then the firefighters second.
So essentially it was just them in the village, right? Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was bought up. And I was working at the beach bar at the time. So, I mean, literally, like, I thought the legs were going to fall off the beach bar. I mean, I had three blenders going at once and there was just so many people in it and it was tiny. I was like, this thing is going to fall over. But it didn't.
Because a lot of
just,
people were getting drinks, you would say?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, it was a lot. And we had to stock the bar by ourselves too, right? So I'd have the golf cart. Like normally I'd do like one trip a week. This was probably like two a day full.
And back then, was the beach bar close to sailing or no?
I'm sorry, close to what?
The sailing shack?
No. So when you go down to the beach, it was just the beach bar on
Okay.
the beach.
Okay.
So literally, if they, like, there would be days where I'd just be out there, there'd be no one there because you could see them walking down, guests. So I'd just be in the water swimming, waiting.
So it was away from Corey Hart's house, basically, right?
His house. I've got pictures on his brothers. He bought it for his dad.
Yes, I've seen the father there, because I worked in the sailing shack right there, so I would see them, and you know, Julie Morris,
yeah.
Corey Hart married a Quebecois singer, right? So, but I never heard about. No one ever told me about Corey Hart's brother. So somehow, I think you're the only one to ever meet the brother.
Oh, he was so nice, and his wife's name is Michelle. Also, so she was from Vancouver.
Okay.
Also, so,
okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could have been you.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
No, but they were the nicest couple. Like literally, they come visit me at the beach bar all the time. They were very nice.
Okay, got it.
So it was maybe like a 5-minute walk, I guess, from there. So.
Okay, you can tell or leave out whatever you want. So if you could tell me what happened when, like, I don't know what it's like when, because I've seen how women go nuts over a firefighter calendar. So I can't imagine 500 firefighters arriving. So whatever, tell me whatever you can remember or whatever you want to tell me about that. When the firefighters came.
I mean, well, the guy I ended up getting engaged to was on the cover of the Calendar of Heroes.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Okay. you jump ahead really fast there, Michelle. Okay. So you're saying that eventually, so one of the firefighters, I guess there was a mutual interest in each other, and it turned out that the one firefighter, he was on the cover of a calendar?
A couple, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I actually
okay.
didn't even notice him at first. I was so busy working. When I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, right? So he came back the next day and was like, you didn't even make eye contact with me. And I was like, but I mean, he was stunning. He was definitely.
Okay, so you had to pretend that you weren't attracted to him, right? You know.
Well, the second day I was attracted to him, and then it was on from there. But and so, yeah.
Okay, then you were done for, right? That's it.
He actually flew back and surprised me like a couple months later.
Okay, so he came back to visit you. Right.
Yeah.
Now, what's this about the Bahamian News? Like, did you get interviewed by Bahamian News?
Well, we were just walking down, and they put us on their. They were like, oh, you guys are a good looking couple. And then
okay.
Just did this little interview with us. So
okay.
That was interesting.
That's funny. I walked around Nassau for 6 months, never got approached for that. All right. Okay.
It was all him, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. They're like, can you stand over there just for us? Okay.
Yeah.
Further, a bit. Yeah. A bit more. Okay. Got it. Okay. Can you go down to the water? All right. Okay.
I'm just
so,
whistling in the background.
Okay. All right. So I don't know what else to ask you about. Okay. No, let's get back to the bar, because I was always fascinated by bar geos. So did you create or invent your own drink when you were at Paradise Island, or were you making a lot of Long Island iced teas? What was the deal there?
I was the blender queen. I
literally
had three at a time going, but there was, they had these two, there was a strawberry and a pina colada mix. So each like separate, and I would, I mixed them together, and everybody, I mean, it was the prettiest light pink color, tasted like butter going down your throat. Like, oh my God, it was so good.
What did you call it?
Nothing.
What?
I didn't,
okay.
I don't take credit for that stuff. No.
Oh, you didn't have a snappy
no.
name?
No.
No. Okay. Like My Little Pony? No. Okay.
No. I did love those as a child, though. No.
So how about this? Prior to Club Med or in Club Med, did you ever serve called a different name in each province. Here it's called a hairy gorilla. Now, did you ever hear of that drink? And did you ever serve one?
Never heard of that.
Okay. Well, okay. So you have, let's see what they called it in British Columbia. So you know how at the end of the night in a bar, you have the rubber bar mats. So whatever liquid has spilled in there, you put it in a shot glass and that's a hairy gorilla. So I'm sure you had that in BC. Now, what did you call it there?
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Okay. Yes, no, it is.
We called it swill.
Okay. Swill. So, okay. Well, I guess in Montreal, they gave it a fancy name and charged you $10 for it. And we paid it. Yeah, I know. Well, if I just gave you an idea.
Oh my God, no.
You can take it. I just want the credit. Okay.
I absolutely will not take that.
If you had a Greg Hanna hairy gorilla. Okay.
No, I'm not trying to kill someone.
Okay. Oh, it's not so bad.
I guess alcohol kills bacteria, but still, no.
Yes, especially when you have that many different kinds of alcohol in it.
Okay. I'm pretty sanitary, and I'm very clean bartender. I don't really spill a lot. So.
Okay. Now, did you do originally, or I guess, did you start wanting to do more seasons? Did you do a full 6 months when you went to Paradise Island? Do you recall how many months you were there?
I was there 10 and a half months, but
okay.
Released from my contract because I was going to get married.
To said firefighter?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were there 10 months, that's kind of like two seasons. Yes, I know it's one village, but okay. So your intention was to do a bit more, right? Before you fell in love, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were there, when you were at Paradise, who did you like working with? Like, I don't know how big your bar team was there. Were you about 7 or 8? Or do you recall how many you were?
Oh, actually, funny enough, I hadn't seen Chad. He became the one of my bosses. He just actually surprised me in Vegas here with his wife 3 weeks ago. It's pretty amazing.
Chad was a bargio?
Yeah. Yeah. And then okay. He became a boss too. And then, but Paula also, photographer. Gecko.
Paula Fishman.
Oh, Russ,
Gecko.
Paula
yes, Gecko.
Fishman, yep.
What was Gecko doing there? Do you know?
He was chief of sports.
Okay, so Gecko.
And literally, I love every day he'd go, me, Chad! And he'd yell it with his voice so strong across the village.
Could you do it here for us? Or no? Am I putting you on the spot?
What? No, I can't do it like he
no?
can.
Okay.
I just actually, 2 days ago, because he's voting for me for the Bar Boss thing, and he did a post for me. But I said, can you just send me a video of that? And he did. It was so cute. It's like a voice message. It was cute.
So yeah. Do you have any stories or anecdotes from your time in Paradise? Obviously appropriate ones because, me and my silly rules. Do you have any? Did anything funny happen with the GM? Whatever. Day off excursion gone wrong. Do you have any stories at all? I don't want to. Like
not gone
anything.
Wrong. I mean, Exuma Island was one of the best things. I did that a few times. That was amazing. And then, this is kind of naughty. Okay. I don't know if I should say this.
hold up. Let me pause here just a sec. Okay, listeners, I unpause. The story is okay. It's appropriate. Okay, so I guess you can't escape golf carts, Michelle. So what happened there? Did you often borrow one to go somewhere?
Yeah, so we'd get off a long day's work and we all needed to go relax and have fun. So we would borrow a golf cart and drive it to Atlantis and park it there. And we would sneak up the waterfall or the water slide into the shark where there's like a space where there's like you can actually sit and you see the sharks drive. And we'd just be having some beers up there.
Yes. So this water slide actually goes through kind of like a shark aquarium. So when you're sliding, but are you saying you climbed up the slide?
We would climb up.
How do you do that? How does no one stopping you? What's going on here? Where's security?
They didn't.
In Atlantis. Okay.
They did not see us. Maybe we were pretty stealth. I don't know. That was my bad story.
All right. No, it's a good story. While you were at whether the casino of Atlantis or Club Med, did you see any celebrities at either place?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
I don't think I'm jealous.
Oh, do I have to pause again? Okay. Oh, boy. I'm really hamstringing Michelle listeners with my rules. So, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, any appropriate celebrity sightings?
I mean, well, this story starts in Vancouver. It's Joey from NSYNC. I served him once, blah, blah, blah.
Joey Fatone?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, and then we made out.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you made out with a member of NSYNC?
Yeah, I thought they were, my boss goes, oh, you're going to thank me later. And I was like, for what? And he's like, and I thought he meant in Vogue. Okay. And in walk these, because all of Vancouver, all Robson Street was shut down. All these screaming girls, and I served them, and I was getting off at the same time, and they're like, you want to come hang out? And I was like, sure. So I went to his hotel room, and we totally made out. And then that was it, though. I was like, I can't have sex with him. But it was hot. And so I'm in the Bahamas, and he's in there.
Okay, listeners, I'm on pause again. We're back here with Michelle. So, Michelle, I don't think we finished our shout-outs. So who else did you like working with? Did you like working
with Kevin?
Pizza Russ? Why yeah. Why do you call him Pizza Russ?
Well, he was a chef. But okay. Because he made good pizza. Okay. And we're still good friends to this day. And we used to float in the water all the time on this floaty we called Hammy. We named him Hammy. Okay. And he'd drink his Budweisers. It was fun. Okay. And then a local,
yes,
Big John, was amazing. He taught me how to play chess. He said, always look three steps ahead. He was just awesome. He used to help me set up the bar and just cool guy.
Wait a minute. How long did it take you to learn chess?
Oh, not long. I already knew how to play, but he taught me like the more intricate kind of style. Okay. You know?
Oh, cool. Well, very jealous. You got to play chess. I never learned in Club Med. So when I saw the Queen's Gambit when it came on Netflix, and I was so jealous of anyone that could play chess. So do you still play today?
I have not played for a long time, no.
Okay. And what about Kevin Batt, Chief of Village?
Oh, he was great. He was fun. Oh, my God. Pineapple, coconut. Oh, my God. I can't.
What does that mean, pineapple, coconut?
It's a dance. Oh, my God. Okay. He'd be running like a chain, and we'd have to dance around the nightclub. Oh, my God.
Well, speaking of dancing, is there any, did you like Crazy Signs? Did you have to do them? Did you like them? Do you have any favorites?
Oh, yes, we did.
Okay.
I liked actually that one. That one wasn't bad.
Do you have a favorite? I'm trying to think, like in 2001, what were the popular Crazy Signs going on? I can't remember. It was Saturday Night by Wakefield there, going on. I was in Asia at the time, so I was doing Japanese ones and Chinese ones, so I can't. I can't recall what we were dancing to, other than
hands up. Baby, hands up, give me your heart. Yeah, that was my favorite.
La baila, baila conmigo, la charanga, all those. Okay. Okay, yes. So you mentioned Barbas. So yes, so even though this will only air 2 months from now, but I just would like to know how you got entered in this competition. So Barbas is by Dos Hombres. So this is the tequila company of... two of my favorite actors from Breaking Bad, right? Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, correct? How does someone get involved in this competition to be, I guess you'll be featured, the winner will be featured on Bartender Magazine. You get $10,000. So how did this happen?
I got sent a link for it. And I was like, why not? Let me try. And currently I'm number one and voting is in 3 hours or ends in 3 hours. So for seven days I've...
Well, no, don't say that part because this has already aired, right? So, yes. So you just say you're in it. You're currently one. Okay. All right. So a friend of yours had sent you the link.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's amazing. Okay. Fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Is there anything you miss about Club Med? I mean, like looking back, do you wish you'd done more seasons? Is there something you miss now? Like, do you miss the beach, the people, the traveling? What do you miss about Club Med?
I miss the people. I miss absolutely the beach and looking over to the right and seeing that rock cluster. I'll never forget the last morning there. Oh my God, it was just so sad to leave it. But I mean, life takes you where it takes you. And I'm not upset about leaving. I totally 100% cherish my experience there. I mean, I even got to do a Molson Canadian commercial there.
What?
On a sailboat.
You didn't tell me about this. Did someone approach you? Like what?
Yeah, well, so basically you had to be American to do it, but they said since I was engaged to a firefighter that they would let me get away with it. So I did.
Did you ever see this commercial?
Yeah, it's just like what was it for? Oh my God. It was Molson. I think it was Molson Export actually. And it was...
Well, it's really funny that they're telling you you have to be American when Molson, correct me if I'm wrong, is a Canadian
exactly.
beer company, right?
Canadian.
Okay. Okay.
But they let me slide through. So, yeah. That was fun, though. We all auditioned for it. And that was one of my best memories. There was Joker, Sinnery.
Okay,
oh,
Joker. Yes, yes. We didn't talk about Joker because...
Joker.
Yeah, I worked with him the full year before you met him in Australia. So Joker, yes, was part of the what they call the Four Horsemen, which was Luca Della Pace and Peter.
I know
and Renato.
Luca.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm afraid to ask if you have any appropriate Joker stories. So we won't go there. We'll just shout out Joker. Okay.
No.
Joker from
Nothing
Boston.
Bad to say about him.
Okay. Good. Yeah. A great guy.
So I used to hang out with Mark Knowles. I don't know if you know the tennis player.
I know the name, yeah.
Yeah, so I used to hang out. He'd take me out on his boat on my days off a lot. That was fun. I should say hi to him. And then Jesse, this cute little boy I loved so much.
Jesse, was he the child of one of the Geos or what?
No, just a local child. He was so sweet.
Okay, got it.
I got lots of pictures with him.
while you were there, did you learn any skills while you were there? Like, did you learn how to sail or windsurf? Did you have time or no time to learn?
I actually did go sailing. I prefer motorboats, though. And then, Steve. Steve from the scuba.
Steve Scuba? Scuba Steve?
Oh, but Steve,
this is from an Adam Sandler movie. Yeah, yeah.
No, Ben Stiller.
No, Adam Sandler, Big Daddy. That was Scuba Steve. He stepped on him. Remember? Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking okay. Lubin. Along Came Polly. Sorry.
I'm looking at me, Swan. No, but... Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Jennifer Aniston. That's okay.
The best movie ever.
Is that where they go eat? That. Ethiopian food or something, and he's sweating profusely. Okay. yeah, that one stayed with me. Okay. All right. Are you glad that we didn't have social media back then the way it is today? Are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I wonder if we're both happy for the same reasons. Okay.
So my life would be ruined.
Okay. So yes, it's the same reason. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Wait, I keep going back to this Molson X commercial. I'm sorry. What is it online
Molson
anywhere?
Export.
Is it anywhere we can see it online? Is it on YouTube or no? You don't know.
I have no idea, to be honest. It was like if you open a can and there was like a piece of paper in it, you won like a free trip for something.
They put paper in the beer? Oh my gosh.
Well, no. The can was empty. It was just if you got the box.
Okay. And what was your role? Then, was your role just to wear a bikini and look good? Was
We you? Were 2 days in that crazy heat sun on a sailboat filming this. Yes, basically. Yep. Just lounging, looking like we were having fun, which we were. So it was awesome.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
All right. I think I forgot to ask you one question I should have asked you. Like when you arrived, since you had never been at Club Med before, did you experience any kind of culture shock or what I call Club Med culture shock in any way? Or were you just like, it's all good?
I realized super quickly I should not have had my nails done.
Okay.
That's about it.
You weren't bothered by all the men in Speedos. What? So many Speedos, right? Speedos at breakfast, Speedos at lunch. Okay.
Well, it was a topless bar or beach too.
It was?
It was topless. And so I used to, because I like to tan nude. So I used to walk way down the beach and I would see locals peeking over their fence at me. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, that'll happen, right? Okay.
So I stopped doing that. Yeah, wasn't comfortable.
Okay, and so I guess I'm glad. So are you glad you had that fateful encounter with the Club Med recruiter? I swear to God, I wish we could remember who it was. We do have a big Vancouver contingent. You know, I'm wondering if it was Jenner or Cheese. And anyway, I know you can't remember, but maybe they'll hear this and then reach out to me. I was the one that recruited Michelle. So I'm guessing you're a person with no regrets. So you're glad you had that encounter and you're glad you had the experience, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, 100%. I would, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't change one thing about it. It was amazing.
Okay. And if anyone was listening to this interview and wanted to apply, you would probably suggest they do it for 6 months, do it for a year, right? Just to get the experience.
I mean, yeah, it depends on the individual, of course. Some people, I think, choose it as like a, how do I say this? Like
a career?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely it could be a career, 100%. I mean, and what better career can you have? Like, you get to travel all over the world. You get to meet people from all over the world. I mean, to be honest, I have so many friends, especially New Yorkers, which is funny that I ended up moving to New York from Club Med, that literally are still some of my greatest people and friends. Like, randomly, not even those 2 weeks of the firefighters and the police officers. Just random.
And the
So
people
great.
you still stay in touch with?
100%.
Okay,
Oh, yes.
awesome. Awesome. Well, Michelle, this has definitely been fun and interesting. I can tell you that. I haven't laughed this hard in a while. And I'm sorry, listeners, the stuff we had to cut out. I'm really sorry. But trust me, her Joey Fatone story, yes, got a lot better. I'm so sorry we can't say it here, but yeah. But yeah, so I really do want to thank you, Michelle, for sharing your story with us here today. It's very kind of you for coming on. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for your time. And I, like I said, I'm not interesting. So thank you
oh,
for thinking I am.
I think the listeners would, you know, beg to differ with you. Okay. I'm going to have to do some editing on this baby right here. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. It's been awesome. Me and my stupid rules. Oh boy. Okay. But no, seriously, I do. I really do thank you for coming on and sharing your story with us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I had fun. Got to relive my glory days, right?
Yes, exactly. And
yeah,
it's a good thing we put this out now, because, you know, who knows what we're going to remember next year, right? So at least it's a matter of
yeah.
record now.
I know, it's true, sadly.
Everyone, that was the one and only Michelle Gervais. Honestly, thank you again so much. And here's where we can say goodbye to all our listeners, Michelle. So if you want to shout out anyone, you can.
I love you all. I miss you all. I'm sorry if I didn't say your name.
Yeah,
miss you, though.
Don't send her any angry emails, people. There's a lot of names.
No,
already.
No. No hate mail.
Okay. All right, everyone. We'll see you all next week. Another episode. Bye.